Welcome in. Today we're doing Controlled Chaos in Chopped Percussion for Drum and Bass in Ableton Live, beginner-friendly, stock tools only, and the goal is super specific. Make your percussion feel chopped, unpredictable, kind of feral but the groove still hits clean and the track still rolls. Here's the big idea. Controlled Chaos is a balance. Your downbeats and your main pocket stay stable, and your percussion is where you let the energy move around. Think of the listener like they're holding onto the snare as a handrail. If the snare is consistent, you can do a lot around it without the beat turning into a mess. Alright, let's set up. Set your tempo to something in the classic DNB range, like 174 BPM. Then go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and turn off Auto Warp Long Samples. That's just to avoid Ableton doing surprise warping decisions behind your back. Now make a simple session layout. Create a drums group. Inside it, you want a kick snare track and a perk track. You can add other groups later, like bass or atmos, but for this lesson we're keeping it tight. The reason we separate percussion is simple. We want to be able to go chaotic without damaging the backbone. Step 1 is the anchor. Create a MIDI track with a drum rack, or use whatever kick and snare you already like. Program a basic two-step pattern. Kick on the 1, snare on 2, maybe to kick on 3 if you want that extra push, and snare on 4. And for now, do not get fancy with the snare. In DNB, that snare is your map. If you make the map wiggle while everything else is wiggling, nobody knows where they are. Now we need something to chop. You want a percussion loop that has usable transients. A top loop, shaker loop, ride loop, even a fully loop. One bar or two bars is perfect. Drag it onto an audio track and name it TOP loop source. Click the clip to open the clip view. Turn warp on. For hats and shakers, use beats mode because it stays punchy. Set preserve to 1/16th. That helps it hold onto the little fast hits. If the loop is more natural and smeary, you can try Complex Pro later, but for this lesson, beats will usually keep it crisp. Now the fun part. Slice to MIDI. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, and slice by transient. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack full of slices, and it maps those slices across MIDI notes. Rename this track Perk Chops. Quick cleanup tip. If one slice is super clicky or annoying, you don't need to delete it. Open that slices simpler in the drum rack and shorten the decay or turn it down. Beginner move that saves tons of time. Fix problems at the slice level before you start EQing the entire group. Now before we add randomness, we build a tight bass groove. This is important. If you randomize first, you're basically asking the computer to design your groove, and it usually won't pick the right priorities. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on Perk Chops. Start with a simple timekeeper pattern. That can be steady 1/16th hats, or 1/8th if the track feels busy. The goal is to define speed and forward motion. This is one of the three roles we want in chopped percussion. Timekeeper, spice, and connector. Now add two syncopated hits, one just before the snare, and one just after the snare. So you're basically framing the snare, not landing on top of it. Here's a really safe beginner boundary. Keep the grid right on the snare clean. Avoid stacking loud hits directly on beats 2 and 4. If you want activity there, use very low velocity ghost notes, or use effect send so you feel it more than you hear it. Okay, now we make it feel like controlled chaos, and we do it in layers. First layer, velocity shaping. Select your percussion notes and look at the velocity lane. Set your main hits somewhere like 80 to 110, then create ghost notes down around 20 to 60. A super easy trick is making every third or fourth hit quieter. That alone adds roll. And notice what we're doing. We're not making timing sloppy yet. We're separating volume randomness from timing looseness. If your groove feels stiff, fix velocity first. If it feels messy, tighten timing first. Second layer, groove. Open the groove pool. Grab a swing 16 groove, something like swing 16-55 or 16-60. Apply it to your percussion clip. Keep this subtle. Start with timing around 15%. Add just a bit of random, like 2 to 8%, and a little velocity influence, maybe 5 to 15%. DNB likes tightness, so we're not going for a huge drunken shuffle. We're going for alive, but locked. And don't commit the groove yet unless you're sure. Keeping it uncommitted means you can back it off instantly if the pocket starts drifting. Third layer, chance, if you have it. In Live 11 and 12, you can set probability per note. Pick a few decorative hits, like little chops that feel like ornaments, and set their chance to maybe 25 to 60%. Keep your core timekeeper hits at 100%. If you don't have chance, no stress. Do it the old school way. Duplicate the clip into A and B variations, maybe even C, and alternate them every bar or every two bars. Now let's make it sound like controlled chaos, not just programmed MIDI. Group your percussion. Select perk chops and any other top tracks you add, then group them. On that group, drop an Audido effect rack and name it Perk Chaos Rack. We're going to create a clean chain and a dirty chain in parallel, so you can blend chaos in without wrecking the groove. Chain is clean. Add EQ 8 and high pass it. Somewhere between 200 and 400 each seed is a good start, because tops don't need sub. If it's harsh, make a small dip around 6 to 10 kHz, but only if it's actually hurting. Then add glue compressor. Gentle settings. About 2 to 1 ratio, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility, and you can widen a bit, like 110 to 140%, but be careful. Wide hats are fun until you check mono, and they disappear. Chain B is your dirty glitch layer. Add redux, but keep it subtle. A little downsample like 2 to 6 and tiny bit reduction, like 1 to 3. Then auto filter in band pass mode. This is a big movement maker. You can automate the filter frequency between about 1 and 8 kHz, with resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Then add saturator, drive maybe 2 to 6 dB, soft clip on. Then a delay, echo or simple delay. Try 1/16th or 3/16th timing, feedback 10 to 30%, and filter it so it stays controlled. Now blend it. Keep clean at 0 dB. Start dirty around minus 12 dB and bring it up until you feel motion and attitude, but it's not stealing attention. This is the whole concept. Chaos as a parallel flavor, not the main meal. Coach note here, think roles, not more hits. If you add something new, ask what role it plays. Is it timekeeper, spice, or connector? If you can't answer that, it's probably clutter. Next, arrangement. Controlled chaos works best in phrases. If you make it maximum chaos for 16 bars straight, your ear gets tired and the drop has nowhere to go. Here's a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, stable. Let the pocket establish itself. Bars 5 to 8, add extra ghost hits, and bring the dirty chain up a little. Bars 9 to 12, call and response. Maybe a tiny fill every two bars. Keep it short. Bars 13 to 16. Biggest chaos. Stutters, filter movement, slightly wider stereo and then cut something right before the next section so the transition hits. A really reliable automation plan is just three things over the whole 16 bars, the percussion group level by 1 or 2 dB, the blend of the dirtier texture, chain, and a high pass or filter opening into transitions. That alone can make the chaos feel intentional. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. No anchor elements. If your kick and snare are changing constantly too, the listener loses the groove. Keep the backbone stable. 2. Too much swing or random on everything. Your core hits should stay dependable. Randomness belongs on the extra stuff. 3. Harsh buildup in the upper mids and highs. Chopped percussion stacks fast around 1 to 6 kHz and can get aggressive around 7 to 10 kHz. Use EQ. Don't be afraid to cut. 4. Chops fighting the snare transient. If your snare suddenly feels small, your percussion is probably stepping on it. Thin out the hits around 2 and 4, or duck the percussion slightly. Let's do a quick pro move that's still beginner-friendly, sidechain ducking the percussion to the snare. Put a compressor on the percussion group, enable sidechain, choose the snare track as input, ratio around 2 to 1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 60 to 120 milliseconds, aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. It's subtle, but it makes the snare lead without you having to turn everything down. Now do a mono check. Put utility last on the percussion group and map width if you want. Set width to 0 for a second while the loop plays. If your groove collapses, it means too much of your timekeeper information is living in stereo trickery. Keep your main hat more centered, and use width more on spice layers. Before we wrap, here's a 15-minute mini exercise. Import any one-bar top loop. Slice to MIDI. Make a one-bar pattern with at least 8 hits and at least 3 different slices. Then make 2 variations. Variation is tight and clean with little swing. Variation B is more chaotic. Add chance to 4 notes or add extra ghost hits. Arrange a 4-bar loop. Bars 1 and 2 are A. Bar 3 is a but with a dirty chain up. Bar 4 is B plus a stutter fill in the last half bar. Then bounce a quick reference and listen at low volume. Low volume is a cheat code for balance. Ask yourself, does the snare still lead? And does the percussion feel exciting without demanding attention? Recap. Sable backbone plus animated percussion layer. slice to MIDI to turn loops into playable chops. Movement comes from velocity shaping, subtle groove, and selective chance. Use a parallel dirty chain so chaos is blendable and automatable, and arrange chaos in phrases so it hits harder instead of blurring your track. If you tell me what vibe you're aiming for, jungle, roller, neuro, or danceflora, I can suggest what kind of top loop to slice and how busy your chaos layer should be, without stepping on that snare.